acts of forgiveness, the love of God. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. To relax, I like nothing better than reading a good book. I'm something of a fan of Lee Child and his Jack Reacher series of books, but I also like Jeffrey Deaver and Simon Koenig. Just recently, I fancied a change of style, and I picked up Unseen Academicals by Terry Pratchett. I hadn't read any of his Discworld series of books, but thought a book about football would be right up my street. And what a surprise I was in for. Terry Pratchett writes with the greatest ease, and this book was a wonderfully rollicking adventure with much laughter and wisdom along the way. The story revolves around Mr. Nutt, who it turns out is an orc. Orcs were created to be the ultimate fighting machine, and they could tear their own arms off to use as weapons. Mr. Nutt is one of the last of his type, and so there are many that fear him and want to destroy him. Terry Pratchett uses this theme to make you think about prejudice and ignorance, and most especially about your own journey of self-discovery. Perhaps the most poignant moment in the book comes close to the end. Mr. Nutt is invited to go to Uberwald to save some other orcs, and he is told that Pastor Oates is continuing his mission there. This is heartwarming for Mr. Nutt, for Pastor Oates was his mentor and protector in his early days. Mr. Nutt is told that Pastor Oates would like to give him forgiveness. To this, Glenda, Mr. Nutt's love interest, says that he doesn't need forgiveness. But Mr. Nutt explains that forgiveness is a double-headed axe that Pastor Oates carries. And indeed, when Pastor Oates first discovered Mr. Nutt, he was chained to an anvil, and he used forgiveness to break his chains and set him free. And what a wonderful image that is. How many of us are chained to invisible anvils and need setting free by the axe of forgiveness? For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Happy days.